We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate, December 21st. Today is the December solstice, the start of winter in the Northern Hemisphere. It's the darkest time of the year, many hours of darkness for watching the stars. But it's also a great time for space science in Antarctica, where it's daylight around the clock. NASA launches high-altitude balloons from a base near McMurdo Station, the continent's largest settlement. Their payloads can keep an eye on the heavens for weeks as they circle around the South Pole. When their work is done, they parachute to the ice. Scientists from the United States, Japan, and other countries hunt for meteorites in Antarctica. There aren't more meteorites there, but on the ice, there's a good chance that almost any rock came from beyond Earth. Over the decades, tens of thousands of meteorites have been found there. Astronomers take advantage of the daylight to repair and upgrade telescopes at the South Pole. The collection includes instruments that study the afterglow of the Big Bang. The instruments can operate even in daylight, but the southern summer is the only time to do most of the maintenance work. The South Pole also is home to IceCube, a collection of thousands of light detectors frozen in the ice. They look for neutrinos, particles that tell us about some of the most energetic events in the universe. IceCube can also operate all year, even under the midnight sun at the South Pole. Tomorrow, a storm warning for the moon. We have skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.